And we begin, how else than with a World Cup? Czech players will celebrate every World Cup victory with a hearty portion of dumplings, their favourite national dish. The hotel where they will be based in the group stages has hired a Czech chef to ensure that the squad can tuck into the authentic knedlíky. They will be having dumplings after every victory, the hotel spokeswoman Claudia Keck confirmed on Tuesday. The players based in Westerbork, south of Cologne, will also be able to wash down their dumplings with specially ordered Czech beer. Well, what better motivation to win as many matches as possible? The Czechs are scheduled to arrive in Germany on Wednesday ahead of Group E games against Ghana, United States and Italy. Most people around the globe are obsessed with football at the present time, and the elephants at Prague's Troyer Zoo are keeping abreast of developments. Their keeper is giving them football training sessions, and by all accounts, they're very clever at it. Well, with 4 feet and one trunk, what would you expect? It's not clear whether all this is in honour of the World Cup or whether the show for kids will go on once the World Cup is over. Strong men's contests are a regular event here in the Czech Republic, and it is no exception for a man to single-handedly pull a locomotive. But the one that took place in Klášterci nad Ohří was, in a way, exceptional. Pulling a car for 27 metres is no big deal, but pulling it by the strength of your penis alone is a first in this country. 34-year-old Karel Marek pulled a Nissan Patrol for 27 metres in the manner just described, and he appeared to have no problem doing so. He covered the 27 metres in 1 minute 6 seconds, setting a brand new Czech record in this bizarre discipline, and possibly a world record as well, but then naturally nobody's standing in line to try and do better. Prague's Rapid Deployment Force had a most unusual training exercise last week, saving a foreign delegation that terrorists were holding hostage at Křivoklát Castle, some 30 kilometres from Prague. Negotiations had failed and the castle had to be taken by force, with the elite unit scrambling up its high stone walls and turrets. It was certainly out of the ordinary, the head of the unit said later, but in terms of necessary improvisation, it was great. At least nobody threw stones and feces at us as we climbed up the walls, he added, referring to old times. Martin Titz from Havlíčkův Brod has built the biggest kaleidoscope in the Czech Republic, possibly also in the world. It weighs 80 kilos and is 2 meters 12 centimeters long and 60 centimeters wide. Martin says he used colored glass and straw for the special geometric effects. The city transport authorities in Brno held an open door day last week, during which all volunteers from the public were taught how to drive a tram. That is, all aged over 15 and those who were willing to prove that they had not consumed any alcohol that day. After a crash course in what knobs and pedals to use, the volunteers got to drive a tram through the city streets. 320 people availed themselves of the opportunity. Well, let's just hope that with so many Brno residents capable of hopping onto a tram and driving off, they won't abuse their newly acquired skill. It often happens that tram drivers have to get out of the tram to manually change a switch on the track. or they hop out briefly for a packet of cigarettes. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Rabbit breeders in the town of Žatec this year held the first ever rabbit races, hoping to set a new tradition. Several dozen rabbits turned up for the event, washed and groomed to within an inch of their life, and took turns covering the 10-meter course filled with hurdles resembling a horse race track. One of the rabbits simply refused to cooperate, ploughing through the hurdles and bringing them down like matches. After a hasty reconstruction, Herbie showed the crowd how it should be done, soaring over every single hurdle and covering the 10 meters in 14 seconds flat. His trainer said he was a natural talent, but it took 3 months of daily training for Herbie to get the idea and not abandon the race midway. The locals say the Rabbit Sports Day was a big success and predict that rabbit races will one day be as common as horse racing is today. Well, I take that with a pinch of salt. The people who organized snail races last year said exactly the same thing. In 1910, the pioneering aviator Jan Kašpar became the first ever Czech to become airborne, a maiden flight in an aircraft he had constructed himself. A year later, he accomplished the first long-distance flight in the Czech lands from Pardubice to Prague. He covered the distance of 120 kilometers in 1 hour and 32 minutes, flying at an average speed of 80 kilometers per hour. At the time, it was the longest flight undertaken in the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Kašpar landed on a race course in Chuchle, south of Prague, where the crowds welcomed him as a hero. Last week, a Swedish aviator who flies Boeing 737s honored Kašpar's memory by flying the same route, Pardubice-Prague, in a reconstructed Blériot plane, almost exactly the same as that flown by Kašpar. The Swedish aviator Mikael Karlsson found the plane from 1918 abandoned in an old barn and reconstructed it. He first flew it in 1991 across La Manche. The flight from Pardubice to Chuchle took him just over 2 hours, and like Kašpar, he too got an enthusiastic welcome from the crowd. We'll be right back.